This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Joined right now by NFL analyst from the 33rd team, Steve Palazzolo. And Steve, I'm going to start you with the same double-barreled question I asked the preseason voice of the Steelers, Bob Pompiani, last hour. On a scale of 1 to 10 right now, what would you rate Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback? 10 is Tom Brady in his prime and 1 is Shedeur Sanders.
Jeez, nice scale. I'd say he's about a 6, 5 or a 6 right now, Rodgers.
I'm going to say 5.5 then and take the middle.
There you go.
There. What would you give Mason Rudolph right now? Same scale.
I think he's a 4 to 5. He's a 4. He's a backup, and is, you know, who could step in and play pretty well. So I give Rodgers a little bit of a nod, even though the last couple of weeks I think were rough. I do wonder how much. It's not a big nod. No. They're not, like, Rodgers is not playing anything close to his best. I feel like I've said that all year and been pretty consistent with Rodgers. I think the offense showed signs of life at points, but when we look back at it, what was that point? It was like the Bengals game. That was pretty much it. Bengals, historically bad defense.
Is Aaron Rodgers playing better than Ben Roethlisberger in his last couple seasons with the Steelers?
I don't think so. I think it's probably similar. Ben was really, really conservative at the end. And I still think he had a little bit more in the tank, but I feel like the offense also held him down a little bit, where they weren't really throwing the ball down the field like they should have.
Steve,
but the last couple weeks have been rough for Rodgers. And, now he's got the injury.
What about his play the last couple weeks has been maybe most disconcerting or the worst element of his game these last several?
Well, last week we mentioned the little spin-a-rooney that he did against the Chargers. I think there's a little bit of managing pressure, whether that's when it's in his face or, in the Bengals game, taking a sack or, getting hit, taking hits that he shouldn't, and just missing some throws. And look, I mean, it's tough weather. Like, weather matters. He was awful in the dome too, but, it was more difficult throwing conditions, I think, on Sunday. That's probably a factor. I feel like he's just a tick off with some of his accuracy and feel. And that's where I think I mentioned this last week. That's where I think some of the aging comes in. It's not so much in like pure velocity or RPMs. It's when you're either your feet aren't set or you have to handle pressure or you have to do something quickly and quick twitch. I feel like that's where the age showed up more for, say, Brady at 45 or Drew Brees at 40 or Brett Favre at 40. Those are the types of things that I think pop up. And I think that's what I'm seeing more from Rodgers. It's like when you have to do something quick and athletic and the arm just isn't there. You're just missing somebody downfield when he's throwing off platform. So I think the accuracy is just taking a hit when things aren't perfect in the pocket for Rodgers.
Steve, I'm sure you're familiar with the famed computer cowboy Ben B. Baldwin Twitter account that often sets people their brains on fire with fourth down decisions, go for it, don't go for it.
I generally like that account, for the record.
I love that account, but every time I bring it up, people get mad at me, including you sometimes, Pony. Anyway, Ben does like an aggregator of all the offensive line rankings, like the qualitative measures and sometimes quantitative measures of offensive line play, and does that and then takes these metrics and also points out that they are factoring in how quickly the quarterback's getting rid of the ball. And I believe, Pony, it was the sixth best offensive line
pass blocking
this year is the Steelers. Does that line up with what you're actually seeing with your eyes when you watch the Steelers' offensive line pass protect?
I don't know. Is Ben saying that he's adjusting for time to throw? Because I think that's always, even from a PFF grading standpoint, which I think is the best measure of the three that he uses, I think that's still tough to account for. Yeah, even with PFF and the context that they bring and ESPN and their account and what they bring, I think they're still protected a little bit by the speed at which Rodgers is getting rid of the ball. I'd say they haven't been awful, but there's also this theoretical world where if Rodgers had a time to throw of like 2.8, 2.9, like he used to with the Packers, I don't necessarily trust this unit to hold up there. So it's one of those, is it a good descriptor of what's happened? I guess. I still think they're protected a little bit by the quick release. And if you said, hey, let's roll out there, it's 3rd and 10, do you trust them in pass protection? I'd say I trust them around middle of the pack. So not as bad as I thought that they could be. But I'd say more like middle of the pack, certainly not top 6 or 7.
Steve?
I have a scale question that I don't want to forget, Pony.
By all
Sorry,
means.
Pony.
Go ahead.
Pony gave you the 10 is Tom Brady, 1 is Shedeur Sanders. I'm going to do my best on this one because one of the other stories is that Darius Slay looks like he's going to get his starting job back, and even though James Pierre's been pleasantly surprising with his play, it's going to be the veteran who goes right back in there. If 10 is prime Darrell Revis and 1 is, let's just say, Artie Burns, how would you grade Darius Slay's play this year for the Steelers?
Artie Burns isn't as bad as Shedeur Sanders, so let's say a 3. He's definitely closer to Artie Burns than prime Darrell Revis. So let's say a 3 for Slay. I saw you calling for Pierre to get some more time. He's done a nice job the few times he's been out there breaking on the ball, making plays. So I wouldn't hate seeing more snaps for James Pierre.
All right, Steve. How should Steelers fans feel right now about trading the man that is second in receiving yards and second in touchdown receptions by a wide receiver to the Cowboys for a future third-round pick, George Pickens?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Is this a Kay Adams response?
Yes,
come
potentially.
On, Kay, this was a little over the top, Kay. One of the worst trades in NFL history. That's a little absurd.
Wait till Kay finds out about Herschel Walker.
Kay. Oh, man. Former colleague, Kay Adams. Anyway, I don't think it's that big of a deal for Pittsburgh. I think you certainly had an idea of what George Pickens was here. I mean, I would be intrigued by Pickens and DK Metcalf being on the same team. But I think Dallas has done a nice job unlocking George Pickens. I know a lot of the trade was, you know, attitude and off field, and they knew him inside and out for a few years, and they were feel like they got the most out of him, and they were like, hey, we're probably not going to pay him long term. Let's get a third. Let's lock that in, and let's do it for next year instead of waiting for a potential comp pick a year from now. So I think it was a fine move by the Steelers in the long term. In the short term, it's intriguing to know, you know, to think about what, you know, could Aaron Rodgers get a lot out of George Pickens and having DK on the other side? Would they be better this year? Maybe. But I think you're going to feel pretty good about it come draft time and when you start to look to the next couple seasons, which isn't always the most fun, but I think eventually you'll feel a little bit better about it as they're building the squad up again with a lot of picks.
Steve, I have to throw one more of these 1 to 10 scale things because it's fun to try to identify mainly a player that represents the horrible end of the scale. How would you rate, this is kind of a two-parter, if Rob Gronkowski in his prime is 10 and, Pony, name me just an absolute dog crap tight end who could do very little of anything right.
Rob Branchflower?
Tim Tebow. We'll call Tebow a tight end for this one. Perfect. Yeah. Where's Darnell Washington right now for you on that kind of scale? And how close, well, hold on. How close are we to him becoming less just like this physical curiosity and, oh my God, the guy's 3'11 by his own admission moving like this, and more towards he's just turning into a pretty good NFL tight end overall, like no weird qualifier or no gawking because he's the size of Andre the Giant?
That's my dad there, Andre. I'll say Darnell Washington, so he's closer to Gronk than Tebow, the worst tight end I've ever seen. So let's say a 6, Darnell Washington. I think the funny thing is when he showed up at Georgia as a freshman, he looked like a physical freak that was going to take over college football, and then Brock Bowers came in and he took over college football instead.
Yeah.
And then Washington just never really had the feel as a pass catcher. It like never really came together. But at the time you thought it could, and it hasn't until right now, where it's like, yeah, he's not awful catching the ball, and now he's, you know, pulling out Derrick Henry's stiff arms and everything. So, yeah, it's been a fun development, and honestly, it's like 7 years in the making. I felt like we were going to see it years ago at Georgia, so I'm not terribly surprised, but it's awesome that he's doing it at 311 pounds.
Steve, who wins Steelers-Bears and why?
What did I pick this? I think I picked the Bears for some reason. They're on the – it's, you know, two interesting teams. The Bears have a negative point differential. They keep finding a way to win at the end. And it's something that, you know, Tomlin and the Steelers have always found a way to do. So I think we see a really close, you know, Midwest type of game, AFC, NFC North leaders. But Pittsburgh Radio, I'll take the Steelers by 3 because the Bears, they can't just keep winning. They can't just keep winning on game-winning field goals. So Steelers, game-winning field goal this week.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We'll talk again next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.